Drake and Scott with Ziggy on Radioslot.com. Welcome to the show. And we are coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are. We talk about anything and everything on this show. And if you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
I'm Brian Drake. He's Scott. To my right and your left, we got Ziggy. How's it going, Ziggy?
Hey, how's it going?
Across the table is Coach. How are you, Coach?
Good to be here.
Right on. Well, we, what is this, the second time this summer all four of us have been together?
We know if we weren't all on the run.
No, we're not all on the run.
I feel like everybody, each one of us is getting chased by somebody.
True enough.
It's a fair statement.
Well, we have some new stuff to talk about and stuff that's been sitting for the last couple of weeks. Less attractive people live shorter lives, according to the Daily Mail. Less attractive people.
I might not make next week.
Yeah. So a Massachusetts hospital network will no longer report babies that are born addicted to drugs. Apparently it's bad for black people. Harris, if she was... Well, I got to get an update on this one because it's about the debates. And there was some hesitation on her part for debating Trump multiple times. A candidate for San Francisco's mayor's race. He wants people back working in the city, and he's going to propose some tax initiatives for that to happen. It will cause quite a rebellion, and that's been sitting here for a couple of weeks now. We didn't get to it. So lots of stuff, and then whatever new stuff we find, we might have to do some things on the fly. But we'll do just fine when that happens. Crazy on the way, anybody?
I mentioned something last week.
That's right. Your wife kicked you out of the house, and well, you had to move into the garage. You know?
Kind of. Not verbally. Just
he's a cave dweller.
Functionally, I just don't fit in a second bedroom with all my wife's stuff, and I'm just like, you know what? That's it. So I went tactical on the garage. Today, Scott. Third T stands for tactical. I had a full assault on the garage. I threw out so much stuff. It was so great. I got rid of a whole shelving unit and all the stuff on it and loaded up a bunch of trash, did a dump run. It was amazing.
All right.
So I cleared out all this space. I bought a clothes rack, like a freestanding clothes hanger thingy with some shelving units in it and stuff. And I have transferred all of my clothes, my shoes and all that kind of stuff, my hats, everything's out in the garage now with my tools and my cigars, and there's a refrigerator out there. So I sleep in the bedroom and that's about it. So
okay.
But it was glorious. I don't know. I feel free. Like I have a man cave. I'm happy. I'm breathing easier.
We're going to bring a couch and a microwave as a garage warming gift. Yeah, we need
a couch and a microwave.
There you
and,
go.
TV.
Well, yeah, you need a TV. Yeah, yeah. And, right? And pretty soon you'll just be in the garage exclusively. And
yeah, well, what part of the crazy is some of the stuff that I got rid of, I realized we haven't opened this box in months and months. This bag, nobody knows what's in it. They just bring it out in the garage and throw it on the ground. It's like... That box, that bag, they're just going into the car and off to the dump.
And what
no if, one's going to miss it.
What if you've thrown out baby pictures or mementos?
Oh, none of that stuff. No. That all went in another box that's on another shelf, and we still got that.
Oh, okay.
Marriage licenses from great-grandma and stuff like that.
Is that really important, though, if you haven't seen them in 2 years?
Well, that's kind of my point. And the declutter thing, just the sense of calm and peace that comes over when you eliminated a bunch of non-essential.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Can we do that with a government?
I don't see why
Can we get rid of some non-essentials in the government?
Well, you know, in the big interview between Trump and Elon, they talked about having Elon come into the government as an efficiency expert to do stuff like that.
Can you imagine? Because one of the first things on the chopping block that you're talking about is the Department of Education nationally.
Mm-hmm.
And just turn back education to each of the individual 50 states.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
I do too.
I don't need to be held to the same standards as Alabama or Boston. You know, like,
would you want to be?
You guys do your thing. We'll do our thing. And then we'll compare later. Gabbing nuisance will jack it up here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll get a better system. So
yeah, right on.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
I got another one for later, though.
For later, okay.
Yeah. It's a follow-up.
Okay.
Coach, my crazy gave birth to more crazy.
Okay. Well,
my crazy is procreating.
Well, now you've teased it, so yeah, now we have to know.
Right. No, I'm going to make you wait. That's it. I will not share this segment. I'm not dominating this segment. Somebody else.
So, Ziggy, crazy. Coach, you guys got anything?
Oh, I got one. Okay. For sure. I always got one.
All right.
So everybody knows I'm a Tesla driver.
Right.
And I don't know, it's been 5 years, what 4 years. Button? You put your $100 down and that puts you in the line, in the right. queue
yeah.
to get the Cybertruck. And then crickets, nothing, right? I actually have two friends that we did it at similar times. I did mine, my $100, before they did, either one of them. Both of them, one of them got their email, mm-hmm. which says, hey, it's time to go. One of them's already got his truck, and then nothing. So the one that got his email said, hey, you know what? Let me see if I can transfer this to you. They said, no way. You have your place in line, and lose it, you lose it.
And that's it, yeah.
That's it. No transfer, none of that. About 2 weeks later, I get my email. They said, okay, now give us $1,000. I'm like, okay. I want my truck, by the mm-hmm, way. Mm-hmm. This is now, we're going back 5 years. Mm. So I give them $1,000. And then crickets again for, you know, months and months.
Jeez.
So then my crazy on the way is, and what they say is, when a VIN number pops up on your Tesla app,
mm-hmm.
now it's an actual, it exists.
Right.
It's a physical being. It has a number. It's on the assembly line, etc. Well, it's actually hidden in the app. So there's an RN number, which is your reservation number. It's not there right under that. It's in another area of the app that you don't really go to very much. So mm-hmm. I was just playing around with it the other day, and look at that. I got a VIN number. The next day, I don't even get an email. It requests me in the app to give them $10,000.
Oi.
Which I did.
Okay.
Buy Tesla stock now.
Actually, I did.
They're just collecting money.
No, they are. Yeah. So I'm texting with, I've got this random, in my phone it says, Tesla guy. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure who it is. It's a Tesla guy that every now and then will give me a little prompt, give me a little text message. And isn't that, well, I said, hey, I got a VIN now. And he's, you know, crickets, nothing. I text him back. What does that mean? Crickets. The next day he answers me, he goes, and now they're really, really specific. They say, dun, 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 we anticipate your vehicle arriving to our Dublin location, 8/28/2024 at 5 a.m.
Okay. So you're going to be there at 4?
So my crazy is on the way.
Okay.
Let's go.
Well, very good. You've been waiting a long time for that.
He's going to sleep overnight at the Tesla dealer.
That's right. Or he'll be there at 4 in the morning and pounding on the door when nobody's there. Open, open, open.
Got my nose pressed up against the glass. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
he'll already have a coffee in one hand, just like freaking out.
Well, mine happened over the weekend. My wife and I take an anniversary trip out to San Andreas. There's a bed and breakfast we like there. It's very nice. Wonderful area. And we went to Jackson, which is maybe 20 minutes away, just to do some shopping. They have a nice downtown. Well, at one point, while my wife is looking at antiques and just looking at everything, and I'm bored out of my mind, suddenly I need to find a bathroom. And so I'm going up. It was coming on strong. So it's like, well, if I go into a bar or something, they're going to hassle me because I'm not buying anything, yada, yada, yada. I saw a gas station down the block, so I headed for that. I said, this will be quick and easy. I go in, and I ask for the key. And the lady gives me this look and says, oh, well, we ain't got no key. Somebody walked off with the key 3 days ago, and they ain't come back yet. I'm like, okay. I'm this is, maybe I should go back to one of the bars. And it's like, I had to ask her, does this happen often? Oh yeah, the people walk off with the key all the time. Sometimes they bring it back, you know, a week later. I'm like, well, that doesn't help me now. So
you can't hold it for a week?
No, I can't. And then she said, don't worry, there's a second one. Someone's in there right now. When they come out, you know, it's like, oh, okay, well, good. So there's a solution here. Yeah. So this lady,
why tell you the whole story?
I was
then?
Just going to say that. I mean, that was unnecessary information.
She buried the lead.
I know, but it was too funny to, you know, as number one, it's like, okay, I'm going to have an accident here in this gas station. Number one, number two, this is going to sound great on the show Monday. So eventually, that lady does come out, and the bathrooms are outside the gas station. So she's walking away back to her car. I was like, is that the lady? And she goes, oh yeah. I said, okay, she's not bringing the key back. Should I go chase her? You know, should I go chase her? Says, oh no, we have to leave that one unlocked.
So why the whole story?
Exactly. At this point, I'm like, oh my God, she freaks me out. And then, you know, it turns out there's no problem at all. And it's like, okay. So I, you know, take care of business, and then all was well. But that whole, you know, we ain't done got no key thing was just...
She just wanted somebody to talk to.
I think so, yeah.
She was lonely.
It was...
She saw another coherent individual that she could converse with.
Yeah, yeah. You know, one thing about this area, Calaveras County, it's Trump country, number one. And number two, I refer to them as the Trump country crackheads, because they're just all a little rednecky and a little... methy, you know what I mean?
So, wow.
But it's a lovely
alienate audience.
It's
paint them with a really broad brush, but it's, big strokes.
Go ahead. When you see it, though, you'd understand.
That was an airless prayer. That was.
I just painted the whole county red. Come on.
But it was a fun
experience.
Some
of my best friends are rednecks.
Yeah, I know. Mine too. But it's just a little.
Some say I are one.
We went to...
Yesterday, I couldn't spell redneck. Today, I R one.
I know there's two Ds.
we had dinner Friday night at this bar that we like. They're called Goonies. And there were two blonde bartenders, young ladies, very nice. But one of them, she finished her shift, punched out, and then became a customer. So she started on one side of the bar and then went around to the other side and just started...
Hey, that's
chugging,
a good sign, though. That's a good sign.
No, it's a sign that there's nothing else to do in that town other than hang out at the bar.
If the employees are willing to be patrons, that's a good sign that whatever they're serving, they feel confident enough that they'll eat there, too.
Well, okay, yeah, that's true. Right. But that's true, yeah. And then the chef, the cook who brought us our dinner, he punched out and sat at a table with some other friends, and he's throwing beers back. I was like, okay.
Which city?
San Andreas in Calaveras County. Yeah, lovely, lovely area. We really like going there. We do it once a year, and I told Sarah for next year we need to do it twice because I really do like it there.
Do they forecast the earthquakes up there?
I don't know.
Oh, I mean, stop. The fault is named after that town.
Yeah, right. Yeah, stop. Maybe they do.
That's some serious gambling. No. You're going straight to the San Andreas fault.
Yeah, okay.
At least once a year.
Yeah. I don't think anybody would notice, though, because, you know, we have the bed and breakfast we stayed at, and then surrounding it is a neighborhood. And as we were driving out one day on the front of the house there, you've got, you know, Barbie and Madison wearing clothes that are too small for them, you know, lighting up the bong at 10 in the morning. So, I mean, that's the, you know, really, that's the kind of town it is.
And you chose to go to this place?
Yeah.
I feel like he's just describing a movie.
I don't go to that area once a year for the frog jumps.
Right.
Are you familiar with the frog jumps?
I am not, no.
Yes. Yeah.
You're not familiar with the frog jumps.
Yeah, Calaveras frog jumps.
Okay.
Oh,
can,
yeah.
We're up. We got a break here. Can you hold that thought
we'll
for a minute?
About that.
Yeah. Okay.
Back hold your frogs.
Frog held.
Greg and Scott with ZiggyRadioSlot.com and telling my story about the visit to Calaveras County. And apparently, Coach, you've been there many times for a frog jump.
The frog jumps.
Okay, what is this?
It's in Angels Camp. So in that area, you've got a bunch of little, really cool little towns.
Mm-hmm.
Copperopolis.
Right.
Yeah. What's the one just north? We used to go to the hotel.
Murphy's. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But these go back a long ways. Mark Twain wrote about them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Calaveras County Jumping Frogs, but it's a biker thing, and it's a run every year.
Okay.
So I spent a lot of time in all of those towns. Not quite as rednecky as you, you know. Now these are mountain folk.
Okay.
And most of them are there for a reason.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to be flatlanders down here in the gutters with the rest of us.
Well, yeah, out there,
that's God's country, buddy.
You do tend to they are much more independent. They don't want the government messing with them.
Government.
Yeah.
No, that's. I mean, I don't dislike the area. That's one of the reasons I like going there. Yeah. And but it's just a little too.
I got tons of buddies that's where they're. You know, they bought a second property up there.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we have an ex associate pastor at our church that has a cabin up there.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
No, I think you're right. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if they still have it.
Yeah, they went last year.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway.
I believe you.
Really nice area. But, yeah, they're small towns. So,
right.
You know, there's one or two bars per town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One decent restaurant. Yeah, that's all they need.
Yeah.
That's all they need.
Excuse me. What is it? Is it really frogs jumping?
Frogs jumping.
Okay, because the last time
there's an arm wrestling contest. Like I said, it's a bike run, so there's tons of bikers up there for that weekend and something. I think the first time I went was 1979.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Okay, we had just moved to California,
so I've been going there for years and years. It's a wonderful place.
It sure is.
It's got wonderful people.
We like it a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you come down here and throw rocks at them.
No, I'm just describing.
Paint them with the biggest brush we've ever
seen. I'm just describing the experience and my, you know, and my observations. Uh-huh. It's like, you know, I mean, I've never had a problem with druggies.
They're entertaining.
I just kind of felt like you needed some of that naked cruelty thrown back on you.
He needs a hug sometimes.
Yeah, no, he really does.
Yep.
79, huh?
Yeah.
Man.
First time.
Wow. That's a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you said 79, and it just got me thinking. I went way off on a rabbit trail. You know what happened in 79 is we went into the hostage crisis.
Yeah.
Remember what country that was?
It was Iran.
We still having trouble with them?
We sure are.
At what point are we going to learn that it's a problem?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been, we're approaching 45 years.
More than that.
45 years of trouble, right?
Well, more than that.
Well, since at least the Iran
hostage
crisis in 1980, right?
Sure.
And we're still dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Yep. Sane.
Yeah.
Where's Dad?
I don't know.
We need some adults at the table.
Yeah. Well, Dad was dancing with Elon, actually. Did you guys see the video of Elon and Trump doing a little... It was an AI thing.
Oh, they were dancing. That was great.
So, yeah. So that's where Dad is. He's making AI videos with Elon.
I'm really glad I didn't see that.
It's very funny.
It was kind of good.
It is. Yeah, it's very funny.
It's kind of good.
Was it Deadpool Wolverine good?
No.
Now, you two went to see that, right?
We did. Yeah, we went and saw it.
What did you think?
It was very entertaining. I really enjoyed it. And a lot of people would not enjoy it.
I've heard that.
There's a lot of gratuitous violence.
And certain style of jokes that are repeated quite often.
Yes, and some foul language and things like that.
Yeah.
There was no nudity and no sex scenes, but they violated almost everything else. It was.
Are there kind of jokes that like this?
Why should someone be gay?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe worse.
Why are you gay?
Are we retiring those at some point?
These will be retired at the end of the day or at the end of the show because I think we've played them out, and it is. It's time to replace these with something else.
Doesn't that make you gay?
And, you know, I thought we would run through all of them to, you know, just one more time.
Do you perform the natural obligations?
You know, the Rocky series of movies called and said there's too many of those.
So who is gay?
Oh, come on.
But, you know, going back to Deadpool, it's contextual, right? it's funny because we were going to go with some other people who may not have appreciated the humor and gratuitous violence, et cetera, et cetera. But it's almost cartoony.
Right.
Gratuitous violence. It's like, you know, it really is contextual. It's Ryan Reynolds, right? And that's his thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it was an action movie and a superhero movie for sure. But the level of comedy, it's become a comedy.
Yeah, no, yeah. that was really the context.
So that was kind of fun because most of the other Marvel movies and superhero movies, they're all serious and, you know, the world's getting...
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
This is not that.
This was hilarious.
Guys goofing off the whole time.
And they you know...
kind of like the show.
Yeah, okay.
They break the fourth wall. In fact, Hugh Jackman did it a couple times too, which I thought was hilarious. It's like, you can do it, I can do it too, right? You know, talking to the camera kind of thing. It
was okay.
Talking, and, you know, and they just ripped on Fox.
Oh, yeah, they threw Fox under the bus several times in a bunch of different ways.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Because Disney bought...
Right.
Yeah, bought them. And so there were a bunch of Disney references, and it was funny, the subtle political stuff that they...
I don't know that any of it was subtle, but... The references were certainly there. It was pretty funny.
They were short-lived. They didn't make a big deal about it, but these little one-liners here and there, it was funny.
Well, very good.
It was worth it.
It's not on my list to see, but you know, I'm kind of done with superhero movies after Endgame, but I'm glad to hear it was good.
Well, they made fun of Endgame, too.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, it was really pretty funny.
Yeah, okay. No, it was it's worth seeing.
Had this whole thing about Deadpool wanting to be part of the Marvel Universe.
Mm-hmm.
And him getting rejected.
Well, no, it went quite farther than that.
Oh, yeah. No, we want to give it away. Don't ruin it.
Oh, I got to say it.
Spoiler alert.
I got to say it. He was Marvel Jesus.
he wanted to be Marvel Jesus, which is corny, but...
I thought it was hilarious.
It was pretty funny.
All right, very good. Well, we went long last break, so this one's got to be short. And then when we come back, we should get into some stories and... maybe, you know, try to put the show
maybe a little
on its usual
track. Put it away.
Yeah, on its usual track. So, all right, back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy on Radioslot.com. Welcome back. Let's talk about ugly people that don't live as long as attractive people. This is in the Daily Mail.
We're doomed.
Well, speak for yourself. The headline, less attractive people.
Have you met Amir?
The headline, less attractive people live shorter lives than those deemed better looking, study finds. It may seem unfair, but being unattractive could mean you are more likely to die younger than your good looking peers. In fact, ugly men live nearly a year less on average than those who were considered good-looking. This apparently has to do with perception instead of reality. Unattractive women die on average 2 years early than those who are more blessed in the looks department, according to a study in the United States published by Social Science and Medicine. Researchers at Arizona State and University of Texas at Austin analyzed data from a long-running study that tracked more than 8,300 Wisconsin high school students from 57 to their old age or death in 2022.
So. Where do we go here? Because, one, are we talking about Wisconsin?
Yeah.
I mean,
here we go, alienating.
There may be a bias here, right? What about having a pool of varied results from different places? This is non-scientific as it gets.
Well, no, let's.
This is like watching any of the Olympic sports that are judged. You know, somebody gets a 9.8, the other person gets a 9.6. Like, what's the difference? They look the same to me, right? Somebody, you go into a restaurant and two of you order the same dish. One person loves it, the other person doesn't. This is all arbitrary.
What was, speaking of that, what was the Olympian that lost her medal?
Oh, did they take it from her?
Because her coach... was like 1 second too late. You have
60 seconds.
certain amount of time
to post an appeal.
An appeal.
Right.
Like 1 second. But everybody agreed that it was right, true and correct, and that she had won.
Mm-hmm.
And they took her medal and gave it to the next person.
Oh, wow. I didn't watch the Olympics, yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a third place U.S. gal.
Mm.
I'm forgetting her name right now. But in the moment, they said that the appeal was on time, and they reassessed her points, gave her another 10th, and it bumped.
I think the Polish girl.
Was it the Polish girl?
No, I think it wasn't so. I'm Poland. Not sure.
Anyways, so she got bumped. Austria? I don't know. And then there was all that controversy and such. And then U.S. Olympic Committee said they had video proving that the coach had done it 15 seconds prior to the deadline. And then a second time, 5 seconds prior to the deadline. And now you're telling me that that all got changed and they said she was 1 second late?
I read that she lost
her
medal.
If we can't even get this right.
And they were going to do another medal ceremony for the girl that didn't get it, that's now going to get it.
I see.
I wonder if they're going to do a ceremony to take it away from her.
Well, which one of the girls, were any of those girls ugly and have they died yet? I mean, because back to the original story, what's the point? It's all arbitrary.
Well, no, hang on. No, there's some detail here. The looks of the participants were ranked in six categories from most to least attractive. Mm-hmm. Using the National Death Index, researchers also compared the deaths that occurred in the group up to 2022 and found almost half of the sample passed away by the end of the follow-up period. Those in the bottom of the six categories for attractiveness were 16.8% more likely to have died than those in the middle four. So the mortality rate difference between the middle four rankings and the ones that were ranked highest for attractiveness wasn't significant.
Oh, this is so simple.
So I don't...
You could tear this apart like a paper mache. Ranked by who?
Yeah.
Like a poll.
Were the girls ranked by other girls? Because girls are brutal to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And were any of the guys ranking other guys? Because most guys aren't interested in that at all.
Call them girls,
gals, ladies.
Isn't it women,
females?
I think that is not PC. Scott with three T's.
Terrible study.
Well,
terrible.
No,
T's stands for terrible study.
It's terrible.
I don't even want to use the word study.
Well, no, although it says here, although attractiveness hasn't been shown to impact longevity directly, it might have an influence. For instance, better-looking people might be healthier. It doesn't say why. One of the doctors involved, quote, attractiveness could directly influence longevity, as considerable research has found that there is a genetic component to attractiveness. So if you're better-looking, you have better genes, I guess is what it's saying.
And according to who?
According to this doctor's theory, and better genes means...
It's a terrible theory. Yeah. It's impossible to prove. So here's how you could disprove this. You find somebody, and let's say the four of us agree they're unattractive.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go find another person who thinks they're attractive. All right?
Okay.
So we find a guy, we say, oh, he's not attractive. We all agree. We go find a lady who likes that guy. And put them together, and then we see how long that guy lasts. Because he found somebody who thinks he's attractive. I think it's way more about your self-esteem. if they are self-reporting as to whether they're attractive or not, I might buy that a little bit. But just to have some random arbitrary people say, oh, these people are good-looking and those people are not good-looking.
There's an awful lot of coping going on here.
A lot of prejudice going on. Right? We're just catering to prejudice. This isn't social science. This is social media.
Yeah.
I'm out.
I think you're making excuses for your own deficiencies, and don't hate them because they're beautiful, Scott.
Well, I identify as unattractive, and I don't have much time left. Okay, just trying to make the most of the time that I have.
Oh, boy.
Until I'm head to my ugly grave.
Well, here's
I'm going to buy an ugly box to go in.
Ugly box.
Here's another study you're going to like, because maybe less attractive people have to drink more. But the headline, older adults do not benefit from moderate drinking, large study finds. Virtually any amount increased the risk for cancer, and there were no heart benefits.
Okay, so does anybody benefit from moderate drinking?
Yeah.
Well, it helps me tolerate some people.
It's momentary pleasure for a long-term loss.
So being ugly wasn't enough, Brian. You got to remind us that drinking's killing us, too.
So do ugly people who drink rarely, do they live longer?
I don't know. It's going to be another study. What do you think?
I think studies are ridiculous.
We should do some polling on this because polls are so accurate.
Sure.
This is terrible.
Terrible.
Why don't we?
I asked some attractive people and they said it was terrible.
Okay. Hang on. Speaking of drunk people. Uh-oh. You know, there's.
You have a quote?
No. There's
a. You have a clip of a drunk person?
I have several clips, actually, of someone who might be drunk on the campaign trail. There is a considerable discussion
about. Last name Harris?
Yes, about her public speaking while under the influence. Apparently. Hang on. I got to go to my Facebook Messenger here. A friend of mine sent me this last night where there was an older article.
I did see the thing where she tries to practice being in public settings and addressing questions.
Yeah.
And then they had her practice having had wine, because in a lot of these social settings, there's wine. And so how's she going to do when she's had wine and has to answer questions?
Right.
And I thought, I need to be part of that experiment.
Well, when she first became vice president, there was an article. She can talk about the differences between California oak and French oak. You know, she knows her wine. So now they're there. Now
her wine or her wine barrels?
She apparently she like both. Maybe.
Can you make wine from oak trees?
I don't think so.
So, so they're from the conservative treehouse. There's considerable discussion starting about Kamala Harris potentially having a problem with alcohol. In part, people are reviewing the videos of Mrs. Harris, and there appears to be a pattern of odd behavior that seems like she is drunk. So let's play this one clip here. Or where's the sound at? Oh, it would help if I had the right pot up. So let me start that over. Take two. Here we go. Come on.
Because when we think about the strength of our democracy, you know, I think that there's a duality to the nature of democracy. When it's intact, it's so strong in terms of what it does to uphold and protect individual rights and freedoms. So strong in its nature. And it's very fragile. It will only be as strong as our willingness to fight for it.
Wow.
She could just get dumber. About
she was
nothing.
Channeling her inner Biden.
And she's waving her arms. And yeah. So that's one clip.
Have you heard the DNC thing? Their biggest push now is to really get the American public to know about her background and her history, and they're doing this whole...
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, that's their big push, because nobody really knows...
Well, her. Trump is preparing for the debate with Tulsi Gabbard, who slaughtered Harris on one of the 2020 debates. So Tulsi knows her Kamala facts, so that...
You know, every time we say that name, though, I got to plug, because I'd have voted for Tulsi.
Oh, yeah, straight absolutely. Up. I
Tulsi Gabbard.
I wanted her to
for president.
I wanted her to be the VP pick. That would have been great. Here's another clip.
Everything is in context. Yep. My mother used to. She would give us a hard time sometimes, and she would say to us, "I don't know what's wrong with you, young people. You think you just fell out of a coconut tree? You exist in the context of all in which you live and what came before you."
Talk about dumbing down.
She just babbles.
Yeah.
It's just
our
crazy.
Election is about understanding the importance of this beautiful country of ours in terms of what we stand for around the globe as a democracy. As a democracy.
We're not
know
we're a
there's
republic.
A duality to the nature of democracy. On the one hand, incredible strength when it is intact. What it does for its people to protect and defend their rights, their liberty, their freedom.
You know, that's funny. In this clip, you can see Tampon Tim in the background with his head down. And like he's like, oh, is she babbling again? So you drunk, know, not drunk, what do we think?
I think it's
I don't think it matters.
Yeah, she
just talks. She talks to hear her voice. And she said the more words she can stuff into a paragraph, and none of them, it's like, what did she just say?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
I still think the whole
I feel like I'm being told basic truths that I already know.
I don't even know about basic truths.
We have a democracy that has an influence over the rest of the world.
But we aren't a democracy.
We already know that.
We're a constitutional republic or a representative republic. So they want it to be a democracy because they think, I don't know what they think. But they want people to think that the majority can control things and the majority cannot.
I feel like she's telling me that I need oxygen to live and dehydration is bad.
And that today is yesterday is no. And that today is yesterday's tomorrow, and we need.
You know, and if you leave food out for too long, it'll go bad. It's like, why are you telling me all this stuff that everybody already knows?
No, she would say, if you leave food out and it goes bad, that's bad. Because she talks like
depending on the context in which it came from and where it is going,
and whether you fell out of a coconut tree or not.
I don't get it. I'm,
you know, I still say this all goes back to the cabal, and all they want her in there because they can control her.
Exactly,
and that's why they don't want Trump in there because they can't control her.
Exactly,
so they're doing their level best, and they're going to groom her in every way.
Mm-hmm. Well, the DNC starts this week. By the time this airs, it will be over. So we'll see what happens when we reconvene to talk about it next week.
Yikes.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to watch any of it? I mean,
I'm going to watch clips on social media to see all the protesting and the inevitable trash fire this turns into.
I actually want to watch to see if I can get any content.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I don't know, or they can take a stand on anything.
No, they won't.
Other than we love our country we have to protect our democracy, and can't let Trump win.
They're going
to
keep it as saccharine as possible, and you know the protesting and the Antifa people, they're going to be the entertainment.
I want some sugar. Don't give me that saccharine. Give me some sugar.
All right, back after this. Craig and Scott with Ziggy, Radioslot.com, back for our final segment, our post-game wrap-up, Coach's Corner, anything else that comes to mind as well. We also want to retire the Nigerian interview clips. So we'll have a...
We're going to bury them?
Yeah, we're going to... We'll bring them back next...
archive.
Yeah, June, I think. That's Pride Month, right?
That's
so we'll bring
the clips. The clips will no longer provide the necessary obligations.
All right, Scott, what's your post-game wrap-up?
Post-game wrap-up brought to you today by bias.
Okay.
There is always bias. You take your just basic psychology class, they'll talk about the idea that there's bias. And we can see it all over the place. We talked about this lady who's running for president. She's got all kinds of weird biases, right?
Mm-hmm.
The best thing you can do is figure out what is the bias, not is there a bias. So rather than, maybe this is like totally pure and from altruistic perspective, no, there's always a bias. If you can figure out what the bias is, then you know where you're being led. And we saw it in the so-called fake study about who's attractive and who's not and who lives longer and who doesn't. I mean, we've lost experimentation as a whole, as a society, I think, because there's bias in everything, and it's just becoming more and more true. And bias is very different than fact. And the more we can get back to fact, the safer we're going to be. Because when we live in the land of bias, well, every person's opinion is going to be different from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we get ourselves in trouble, and then we pick sides. And here's the best part. When you can figure out what the bias is, especially someone else's bias, then you can try to figure out what's valuable about their bias. How can you appreciate someone else and their bias, and you can help them retain value in your own mind? And that's how we value other people, right? I heard a guy say one time, love your neighbor. I was like, okay, great. How do I do that? Well, how about you appreciate the things that they appreciate?
Yeah.
Now, you can have your own biases and hold on to them, but How about you let other people have their biases and hold on to them as well?
Mm.
I have a bias.
Okay.
I don't like ants and flies.
Or two.
Or dogs. When you walk out to the green waste can that people in your family have been dumping junk in there and whatever. And all of a sudden you go to put something in there and you open the lid and you just swarm of flies and there's ants everywhere. It's like we're a breeding ground.
Okay. Vermin.
I went Ant Armageddon this weekend. Nice. I went out to the green waste can and it was just, it was a war zone.
Now, you had teased another crazy.
And this is it. This is it. This was the other crazy is I went out to the green waste can just to toss some old food in there and I opened it up and it was like a mosh pit of cesspool. Everything was growing in there. I found a couple Democrats in there, I'm pretty sure. Not Democrats, but their policies.
Is that a bias?
It was a total bias.
Yeah. That's a bias.
And we were supposed to go somewhere, and I said to my wife, honey, I got to go to the hardware store. I got to buy some bleach and a sprayer and the whole thing. And wow. I went crazy on the green waste can. The cleanest thing at my house right now is the green waste can. I washed that thing out and then they bleached everything. I found the anthill. I went tornado on that too. It was awesome.
Good.
I was responsible for many deaths.
Right on.
And I feel just fine about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Coach, anything from you?
Well, I was gonna let Izzy go.
Oh, Ziggy, you mean Ziggy? Any final thoughts?
Ziggy's changed his name.
No.
That's my dyslexia. No.
Go ahead, Coach.
Nothing from okay.
Your dyslexia?
Wait. Yeah.
Is that what I said? Yes. Your ADHD. My CRV.
CP3O?
IPA. Go ahead.
Doesn't that make you gay?
VIP.
All right. Well, in the 30 seconds we have left here, it is time to retire the Nigerian interviewer here. I never did find his name. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to hit clear. Are you sure you want to clear this?
Oh, wow. We're watching this in real time.
Bam. That's gone. And let's get rid of that one. Bam.
That one's gone.
That's gone. And
we will never ask that question again.
Nope. And
yeah, right.
Do you perform the natural obligations?
Last time you're going to hear that. Maybe we'll bring these back next Pride Month.
When we do a anniversary show or something.
Okay.
Best of.
So who is gay?
And goodbye.
Goodbye.
There we go.
I won't miss him.
I'm sure you won't. You always had the worst reactions to them.
Oh, we're talking about this again.
So, quick coach's corner.
Very quick.
To you today by Benny Lewis. The difference between a stumbling block and a stepping stone is how high you raise your foot.
Oh, okay.
Y'all be good to each other.
That's it for us today. Good day to you, sir.
Thanks for letting us be us.
Good day to you, sir. And good day to you, sir. Mary, throw your hat in the air.